this, and we still got a lot more fun to have. Georgia Southern wins in Atlanta for the second straight time. First time the Panthers have ever lost two games to the same team in this building, ever. Georgia Southern, 81-62 win, 19-3 run down the stretch. Helps the Eagles to their 20th victory this season. Haven't even talked about that. Three straight 20-win seasons now. First time done that since the Frank Kearns era from 86 through 89. We're joined by head coach Mark Byington. I took the approach on Monday that I really didn't know what I was going to ask you because of the way the game went. But I'm going to ask you now, what did it feel like to do that here?
Well, you know, it's big. And truthfully, it's big because we're advancing the tournament. And just kind of the topping on that is the fact that we won here at Georgia State. Tough environment, you know, against a good team. And, you know, like my thoughts right now is that we're playing good basketball. And we've been building towards this. And this team's been through a ton. And they are some tough guys now. They are some tough guys. Yeah. And they don't want it to end. And so I love that quality right now. These guys do not want this thing to end.
Watching the way you guys prepped these last really 2 days, there's a sense of confidence with this team right now, and the fact that it's so positive, I think, makes that look even better. But I think you guys just walked in, you knew what you needed to do, and then you did it in the second half.
One of the things I liked is, you know, we went in halftime, we're up one, and a lot of times, you know, sometimes guys will have this satisfaction that we did a lot of good things. But, you know, I could hear the guys talking to each other about the things that we could do better, even before I got a chance to talk to them. So I knew their mentality was that, you know, that they believe they're going to win, they believe they're the better team, and that they're going to come out and do some better things the second half.
This is something I just talked about with Crawley. You win the battle on the glass, 45-32. 15 of those were offensive. Crawley had 9 of those. You out-rebounded them 28-13 after halftime.
Isaiah Crawley was an absolute animal. And he was tough, and you know, and I tell you all the time that he's the heartbeat of our team.
Yep.
And he gives us our toughness, and it's a shame that he wasn't all conference, you know, because I thought he's one of the best 5 or 6 players in the league. But he showed tonight he is, and he was just unbelievable.
Part of it, I'm sure, being a senior and knowing that it's about to be over regardless of what Georgia Southern does the next few days, but where do you think these guys are finding this from?
Well, it's been building up, and you know, I don't know how many times that we've had talks this year where I said, you know what, we play really good basketball and then we have a bad stretch. And you know, we just knew that we could do it more consistently. And I think what you're seeing here recently is our attention to detail on defense, just our focus on guys. And you know, there's a group in there now that you know, that cares about each other, that cares about Georgia Southern. You know, they want to represent the school the right way, and they want to keep playing. And so I told them tonight, and I said, I felt like a couple minutes here, I just got out of your guys' way. And they started laughing. They're like, no, you never do that. But I was like, no, I felt like I was going to get out of your guys' way because you were doing everything perfect.
You outscored them 46-32 in the paint, even though it seemed a lot of those were in garbage time when the lead had already expanded to more than 20 points. Little Rock waits for you on Saturday. Their paint is among the best in the league with Mon Young and Johnson, the way they high-low people. You haven't seen them in the last 2 months, and I'm not going to sit here and ask you about them specifically because it's been so long, but with a couple of days now to at least chill, I know we've got to travel tomorrow, but what's the focus?
Well, it's recovering. And, you know, we just went through 2 hard-fought games. Every tournament game's hard-fought. And just the fact that we won this game by almost 20 doesn't mean it wasn't hard-fought. And so we got to recover. You know, I know our guys want to keep playing. We got to take care of our bodies. You know, they'll be ready to play. And, you know, when we get down to New Orleans, get to Saturday, you know, they'll be excited to play. Arkansas Little Rock won the regular season. They got the best bigs in the league, the best group of bigs, and they got another first-team all-conference player, Marquise Knoll, who's a dynamite point guard. So, you know, challenges keep coming, and, you know, we're going to have to play good basketball, but our guys, you know, our guys won't back down from a challenge. You've seen that.
All right, I've got 2 more quick questions. One, when's the last time you saw Ike Smith jump that high and that far on that alley-oop with about 6 minutes left?
Well,
because I've never seen it.
you haven't seen the young Ike, and
I was here for the young Ike, but I don't remember that
because the Ike before the multiple surgeries, his freshman and sophomore year was doing some crazy stuff, and now he's a savvy veteran. He just saves it for the right moments.
All right, I know you typically don't indulge, but road game milkshakes. Tell me you're going to get a milkshake tonight.
No, I got to watch film, so I'll get back and I'll eat a piece of chicken or whatever they're going to serve us tonight, and then I'm going to go back and watch film.
Of course, it's got to be chicken.
Yep.
Mark, that's an awesome win. We'll see you later.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Mark Bison of the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up. We've got one more segment, and then we'll get out of here. 81-62, the Eagles beat the Panthers again here on Decatur Street. This is Eagle Basketball.